A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to Achtung Law, broadcasting from the beautiful South Birmingham. Accept no substitute.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome, one and all. Welcome all around the globe to Achtung Millwall. My name is Nick Hart. You're listening to part two of this weekend's extended coverage of that magnificent, in the end, win over Birmingham on Saturday. Late winner, obviously, by Jeff Tanganga from that now kind of legendary corner from Jules Savile. It's been clipped and doing the rounds on the internet ever since it went in the net on Saturday afternoon, 90th minute. To win the day for the Lions. Welcome to the second part of this weekend's shows. This is, of course, my favourite part of the week, really. It's when we do the voicemail show. Big thank you to everyone who's contributed to this. I don't even know if I'm going to get a third section out of this, so keep your ears, keep your lug holes pinned back, as they used to say on the... was it Kenneth Williams to say that? Keep your lug holes pinned back. I'm sorry, I haven't got a clue, I think it was. Any road, dear listeners, let's just have a quick look back at that win on Saturday. A strange game in some ways. Mill starting 11 on Saturday. It's what's becoming now rapidly a standard Neil Harris side, albeit this time with Joe Bryan stepping into the left-back role rather than Danny Macko, who was probably harshly dropped after the Blackburn game. But anyway, so we have Sarkic in goal. A back four, of course, of Ryan Leonard, Jeff Tanganga and Jake Cooper, with Joe Bryan on the left. Did well Saturday, I thought, Joe Bryan. In front of them, the BBC keep lining us up in a 4-4-2 formation, dear listeners. It was 4-2-3-1. So in front of that four was Billy Mitch and Jules Savile, of course. Who else? Then three in front of the two defensive midfielders, and that would be Duncan Watmore returning to the side, George Honeyman, and the standard Ziena Fleming in front of them. Michael Obafemi, who I thought was given scraps to feed off of, but did very well, in my opinion. Strong player, if not a target man. But anyway, that's something something for no doubt will be touched on during the course of the many voice notes that we've received this week. So yeah, a late winner by Jeff Tanganga, 90th minute corner. Yellow cards for Ryan Leonard, Joe Bryan, substitutions, Longman coming in for Watmore. I thought was a bit ineffective on Saturday, personally speaking. Obafemi was taken off 90+2 for Sean Hutchinson. Really setting our stall out, you know, to defend that one goal lead. And Norton Cuffey coming on for Zian, also in the 90+2 minutes. First half was a few chances for Millwall in the first half. We didn't really take our chances and make much of them. I do remember, I'm speaking without notes here, listeners, so I remember a chance for Jake Cooper particularly, who hooked it on target and it was battered away quite well by the Birmingham goalkeeper. John Ruddy, I think. But he did well. None of the Millwall chances had real venom in the shooting. That's been a problem, of course. But so it's 0-0 at half-time. Birmingham, though, in the second half, it didn't look much in the first, I thought, really came at us. And I think at points in that second half, we were lucky to dodge a few bullets. Football's a strange business. And I think it was Danny Baker that posted online on Saturday that, we all left the den buzzing when, 5 minutes earlier, we probably would have been leaving the den disappointed at the 0-0 draw. But that's the capacity of the game to change your mood, isn't it? They came at us second half and I thought they did quite well, in truth. If they had a decent forward line, they may not even be in the kind of relegation trouble that are in, I should say. This is not a done deal. Yesterday, we were certainly the the load has been lightened on our shoulders with that win on Saturday. Mill now strangely sitting in 16th position, 43 points, with Plymouth, Blackburn, Stoke, QPR, Birmingham below us, and then the bottom three, Huddersfield, Sheffield Wednesday and Rotherham. So we've got bodies between us and the trap door. 9 games to go, so still, you know, it's not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination, but we're certainly showing more spine and spirit and Millwall spunk, listeners. Millwall spunk, that's what we're showing. epitomised, I think, by the, I mean, a lot of clips doing the rounds. The club put a clip out today of Ryan Leonard's late run forwards before getting clipped inside the Birmingham half to take out, a late chance where they were looking to build one last attack on our goal, and he chased down a long punt forwards, chased down, drew a free kick and celebrated the free kick like he was, you know, just won the cup final. And then, of course, there's the other iconic moment where he then took that free kick and basically belted it into, I think it's the back of the of Harry's bar, actually. It kind of overlooks the corner of the pitch there, doesn't it? So I think he may have hit the back door to Harry's bar. And again, that was celebrated with due pomp and circumstance. So yeah, Millwall spirit, Millwallness, the kind of thing that Neil Harris was saying to the BBC is going to be the way that we get out of the problem that we've got ourselves into. And certainly, you know, 4 games unbeaten now. Now sitting in 16th position, 9 games to go. A couple of more wins and we might be safe. We can start talking about safety, listeners. Or am I tempting Lady Luck? I don't know. But anyway, there's the summary of Saturday's game. That's going to be what the voicemails relate to. I want to say a big thank you to every single person who's contributed quite a bit of material for you this week, listeners. So I might split this into one show and then maybe a part 3. We'll see how we get along. If you want to contribute to the show, I'd love it. I'd love you to contribute to the show. And our show, dear listeners, donates all of the money that we make through advertising to the Lions Food Hub. It all goes to charity. So if you do contribute to our show, then you are helping benefit the Lions Food Hub. You're expressing your views and opinions within the law, laws of libel and slander. But do that. Then you're also going to be assisting a great, fantastic cause. Lions Food Hub does so much good work locally. And I'm really happy that we've been able to give a lot of support for Kelly in the Food Hub booth there. So anyway, brilliant stuff. So big thank you. Do get in touch with me via X. You can direct message me. You can send me voice notes on X. The direct messages that allow for voice notes. And you can send that and I can certainly record those. Or if you prefer, we can exchange mobile numbers and you can send me a WhatsApp voice note. After the game, midweek, whenever you please, I don't mind. You just send me the material, I'll stick it in the show, by hook or by crook. So a big thank you to everyone for contributing. Let's start off, first of all, with a new voice, Mark Barnes.
Hello, Nick. It's Barnes here. Sorry for the late shout here, but I was sort of dissecting after yesterday's game. But we got the job done, and that's all we can do this time of season. We just got to battle. You know, first half, what we play really well. You know, everything was looking okay, 0-0 at half-time. Didn't really, you know, break them down too much. But, you know, and then Sarkic made a great save just before half-time and went in quite happy half-time. In the second half, we didn't turn up, did we? It was a bit like, oh, here we go. But, you know, we hung in there. We defended well. And that's what we've got to do till now, till the end of the season. You know, everyone's saying, everyone around me going, we've got to make a change. But you look at the bench thinking, it's all like for light. There's nothing there to sort of come out there and go, you know, he's going to come on and change the game. We've got the pace. Because every time we broke, we had no pace. You know, as much as Watmore tries, he's just, I really feel that he's running around, but he don't really know what he's doing. And I really hope that changes because there's a player in there and we support him to the death, but he struggled yesterday. But defensively, you know, I thought they were great. I think Savile and, you know, Billy are playing so well in the midfield and Denoise, you know, must be sitting there thinking, oh, I need to get in his team. But, you know, them guys, you can't take them out. They've been so good. You know, the fella up front, he's doing all right. I thought that was his best game for Millwall. I think he battled well and he was hard. You know, he's coming up against a big centre-half and he battled well. I thought he was very, very good. But we need to get players around him because he's on his own. And, you know, against Leeds, he's got to hold that ball up and it's going to be a tough, tough game next week. But I thought Leonard was unbelievable. At 90th minute when he busted down that side of that wing and just got taken out, but you could just brilliant. And that's what, you know, going back a little bit, the goal, perfect delivery, because that Ruddy's a big lump and he was just catching everything. And the pace on that ball was just what made that goal. And he got his head on it and just we went wild and it was just brilliant. And that's what it's about. I don't care about how we play. We stay up and then we can improve the squad, hopefully, this summer. But, you know, we're all behind you, Neil. We just got to get results on the board and hope, you know, people drop points this weekend and that's what we got to do. And that's what matters. That's all that matters. Anyway, mate, take care. See you soon. Hopefully the bird shit's not too bad, but we go again. Take care, mate. Bye-bye.
Yeah, 100%, Barnsley. I mean, it's all about survival. We've said it before. Everyone knows the reasons why. Financially, dropping into League One next season, despite what any siren voices might tell you about renewing in League One, don't buy it, listeners. There's a financial cliff coming, and we want to be on the top of the cliff, not plunging down to the bottom of the financial beachy head, which is what League One will look and feel like. What more? I did feel for him. He puts a lot of effort in, and he's a 100% player, that's for sure. It does look a bit unfocused. Whether Neil can work with him, presuming that Neil stays on, and that's going to be a source of some conversation. We've already spoken on the first show in this coverage to Tony Monday, and I think Tony probably does represent a fair chunk of the views and opinions online. And I'm caught as to whether Neil should continue, presuming that we do survive in the Championship, which is looking more likely thanks to the, you know, the kind of high work rate and the sheer effort that we saw on Saturday. Probably a classic example of, you know, willpower or whatever way you want to call it, steel overcoming a team that actually wasn't bad but for the fact that they don't have a strike force worth the name anyway. But presuming that Neil does stay on next season, and I think he probably will, knowing Millwall, whether he should is neither in or there. I think he probably will. We do need to evolve as a style. It's going to be a regular theme, I'm sure, of all of these voice notes. So I won't touch on it there. We've already spoken to Tony about it, but I am of the opinion that we do need to move forward. So it's, and I keep bashing on about Joe Edwards and the you know, obviously that was a failure, but the idea behind Joe and the Joe's ideas weren't bad ideas, and that's what we probably need to think about, if even if it is under Neil Harris going forwards. Anyway, big thank you, Barnsley. Let's have a listen now to Matt Richards.
Hello, Nick. Matt Richards. Yes, get in. What a good time to score a goal. 90th minute. Boy, bloody hell. It was just, I don't know, I was thinking it's going to be 0-0. I just didn't think we were going to score. So to score that goal, and what a great goal it was. Brilliant cross, brilliant header, corner of the net, superb. Crowd go mental, what a great atmosphere. Neil Harris effect in full flow. Oh, what a great feeling. What a great feeling on a Saturday afternoon, driving home. I thought it was a good performance. I thought half time we should have been at least a goal up, really. And I think it's the best performance under Harris since he's come back. Best attacking performance. Still frustrating that we're not creating, you know, we're not creating clear-cut chances. But, you know, we had quite a few chances in the first half. Keeper had a couple of chances, header and a shot. Honeyman got through. You know, it's not clicking, but it's better. Yeah, you know, it was good. It's good intent. We forced them back. They barely did anything in the first half. And that's what you need at the den. You need to show the intent, get the crowd on your side, good few changes going in. And I say it was just frustration, just a bit frustrating that we didn't capitalise on that and nick a goal. But second half, I mean, they came back into it a bit, and their crowd started getting up, and but we kind of held our own, you know, and we came back into it again. And yeah, so it would have been gutting if we'd walked away without winning those 3 points. It would have been gutting, especially when we've got difficult games coming up as well. But I think what really kind of what I loved today was, I mean, look at that. The last, was it 95th minute, Ryan Leonard charging through I mean, he'd been down injured only like 15, 20 minutes earlier, but he's running through and he just manages to toe poke it away and gets a free kick. And that was like winning, that was like scoring a goal. And you see the way he was congratulated by his, you know, his teammates. You know, they care. You know, Ryan Leonard is, you know, he's a proper Millwall player. He's a proper Neil Harris player. You know, he brought him into the club, what, 6 years ago, and they're fighting for the club and they're fighting for Harris, and that's what we want, and that's what we're seeing, and it's getting results. You know, that's two clean sheets at home now, 10 points out of 12. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And next week, all right, so we've got a tough game against Leeds, but who knows? You know, the confidence is in the team. We might be able to, you know, do a Southampton up there. Don't know, you know, but at the moment, I don't really care, because it's a great win, a well-deserved win, really good performance. Well done, Super Neil Harris. Yeah, top stuff. I mean, man of the match. I said, yeah, Joe Bryan, wouldn't argue with that. He's, you know, I thought it was a bit harsh on Danny being dropped, but Joe Bryan is, you know, he's left-footed, you know, he's a left-back. I know he's made a couple of rickets in the past, but you can tell he's a quality player. Danny will come back again, I'm sure. I'm sure Neil will want to get him back in the team, but I think, yeah, Joe Bryan's probably a fair shout, and Joseph Japhet Tanganga, great goal. Well done. Come on, you Lions. Cheers, Nick. See you, mate.
Great stuff, Matt. Thank you, mate. Yeah, man of the match, I suppose. I wouldn't argue with Tanganga. I wouldn't argue with Joe Bryan. It was a real team effort. I mean, only one or two. I don't want to flog the dunk on Watmore business, but he's probably the only one that couldn't really qualify for a man of the match, you know, shout, really. So certainly across the team, intent and fight will be words that I would, you know, it's really refreshing, listeners, isn't it? I don't know about you, but I was getting utterly miserable with watching Patsy performances at the Den. And we've had that under Rowett, we've had it under, obviously, Joe Edwards. And at last, that's been put to the sword for however long. And I do take the opinion out there that Neil Harris builds his football on a cup-time mentality. The question next season will be whether that can be adapted into something longer term. He hasn't done badly with his sides. I mean, we finished near the playoffs, and I think Tony, in the first show, mentioned the Fulham game where we got beat 3-0 in the end. This would be, what, 2018, was it? 2019? I can't remember the season now. 2018-19, I think. After a first half where we really had them on the ropes, and on a more fortunate night, could have gone in at half-time, a couple of goals to the good, as it was, a Jordan Archer spill. Where's Harry when I need him? Jordan Archer. And obviously we're in the rest of the game was history. So that cup time mentality, I know it's becoming you know, kind of like an article of faith that'll only take you so far, perhaps, but it will take you so far as well. So whether that can be built on with better quality players, the club probably need to look at the amount of backing that Neil Harris receives, because I think on, you know, how many times have we all in our Millwall following careers have said that the club has never really, you know, backed a manager with big money by our standards, perhaps, to really go for it. Now, whether we can lay our hands on resources to do it, I don't know. That's going to be up to the big knobs sitting around the table, whether they can find resources to really back Neil and give him a good go at it. I don't know. Don't know. You tell me. But that's the kind of thing that could work out. Anyway, let's see how it goes. Big thank you there, Matt Richards. Let's move along now. Let's have a listen to Ben Anthony.
Hello, Nick. Hello, listeners. Ben Anthony here calling in on Sunday after the fantastic 1-0 win against Birmingham, who are always a tricky team for us to play. They always seem to have the ability to nick a result against us, in my experience. So, yeah, absolutely brilliant to get a result yesterday. And great relief, because a couple of other results have gone our way, meaning we're now 5 points clear of that bottom three, which is fantastic. And, of course, carrying on that four-match unbeaten run under Super Neil Harris. So the change and the gamble, I guess, is definitely paying off at the moment, and we're seeing the reward of that move. So yeah, real positives. I think it wasn't the best performance, and I think Harris has kind of said that actually. We haven't yet played particularly well in the second half under him, I don't think. And yesterday was pretty poor in the second half. We really struggled to have any kind of impact on the game. And that's not just under him. That's been a pattern for quite a while. So it's something that they need to work on. And I don't think the subs were quite the right choice for me. I'm not sure about Longman. I don't know what we're getting from him, to be honest. I would have liked to see Norton Cuffey or Mayer or even SA to come in around about that 60-minute mark to try and provide a bit of pace and a bit of forward motion, because we were kind of penned in for quite a long time and I was getting a bit nervous. But hey, look, we stuck it in and we stuck together as a team and the fans, and the atmosphere was good, and the resilience in the squad started to show. And then we got the rewards towards the end, a fantastic header from Tanganga. And I think it was probably finally the one good cross in the game. We kept putting these lofted crosses in, particularly from set pieces, that were so easy for Ruddy to just catch in the air. And, I know he had a good game and he made some good saves, but those moments we made really easy for him. And I think, we sort of finally ditched, getting the ball to Cooper, who's getting, surrounded by players and picked on someone else, and it paid off. So, something for us to think about going forward. We just need to keep going. I'd absolutely love to get even just, a point next week would be fantastic, and really keep us kicking on. So, yeah, we've got some momentum, some positivity in the place at last, and we keep going. And also just a quick mention for the Jimmy Mizzen day, and what looked like a really successful day yesterday. So well done to the club and the Mizzen Foundation, and well done to Birmingham for joining in as well. So really nice moment. All right, let's bring on Leeds. Come on, you Lions.
Great stuff, Ben. Big thank you. I had a message yesterday from Harry telling me that we're 15 points off the playoffs, listeners. I said, I'll have a pint of whatever you're having there, H, wherever you are, mate, whatever pub you're in, I'll have a pint of that. Some good performances. I know what you mean, Ben, about Longman. I go around in circles with Ryan Long because sometimes I think he's actually not a bad utility player. But other times I think we're actually a bit like Duncan Watmore, really. It just doesn't seem very effective with him. Clearly, he's got the affections of Neil Harris. And I think managers tend to have certain go-to players. We haven't seen Mayor. We haven't seen SA for a while now. We haven't seen, obviously, Amarku, who's now injured. But, the talent, so to speak, has been sat on the bench for the most part. I get that we are in a scrap and you need players, as we saw Saturday, to scrap. But it would be nice for the ball sometimes to be held a little bit further forwards. I'm not calling for ticky-tack. I'm not really calling for Joe Ball anymore, because I do accept that in this scrap now, we've got 9 games to go and some difficult games are up ahead of us. We're going to have to stand our ground a little bit. So you do need your good, solid hearts of oak of old England to stand their ground in those situations. But I do get what you mean about Longman. But 4 games unbeaten does its own talking. 16th position, compared with where we were just a few weeks ago, that does its own talking too, Ben. Big thank you then anyway to Ben Antony. Let's have a listen at the Bobby Cheek, Mr. Cheeky. It's cheeky time, listeners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Nick, oh, Bobby T, yeah, yeah. Fucking get in there, my fucking son.
Here you go. Fuck off, you old bummy cunts. What a fucking win. What a win. An ugly win. That's for fucking Jimmy Mizzen. God rest his fucking soul up there. That's for Jimmy Mizzen. What a game. First half, to be honest with you, mate. Cagey. Birmingham had the better chances. Owen Febby can't do it on his own. He's our livelihood there. I wish Joe Bryan was fucking 10 years younger. Man of the match, yes. But fucking Len Dog. Lenny, my old son. Saville lost the ball a few times, but I don't care. Birmingham had the better chances. And Tatanga. Fuck me, mate. Apparently, at the end of the season, Tottenham don't want him. We'll take him, mate. What a fucking win. 5 points clear now. Breathing space, man. I am so fucking happy. Millwall till I die. No one likes us. We don't care. Me! Nick Hart, Bobby T here. I'm going to finish on this, mate, right? And I'm fucking saying how it is, mate, right? You and you in the bird corner, in the shit corner, fucking hell, bird shit. But the corner for the goal, mate, Saville, what a quality. Tatanga, mate. But if you're going to write a script for a film, right, listen to this, right? Writing a script for a film, what a film it would be right here. Southampton away, Watford at home, Blackburn get a point, Birmingham win. 3 wins out of 4. Sir Bomber Harris. If it was a film, it'd be called the Italian classic way. It's the fucking Harris way. And then, you know, in the first half, what more? What more can I ask for? What more? The ginger little nutter playing football with his head on the floor, mate. Ryan Longman at the club, though, I'll be honest with you. What does he bring? What does he bring? Fuck all, mate, Ryan Longman. Anyway, I am signing with Bobby T. Until Leeds away, I'll grab a point at Leeds away. Back to the walls. Every single fucking player fought today. And Tatanga, legend, Tottenham little mug. Are we going to get him? Obafembi, run his socks off. Millwall till I die. Bobby signing off. Bye for now.
Exuberant stuff there by Bobby T. Big thank you, Bob. I mean, Joe Bryan done well, didn't he? I thought he was a man of the match inside the stadium. Not bad call. But I think you could probably pick a few from that team on Saturday. Personally, I like the Harris way. That's a good idea for a movie. Maybe stick it on Netflix, Bob. Maybe you can star in it, mate. Maybe you can star in it. That would be a good one, wouldn't it? Big thank you there to Mr. Cheeky, Bobby T. Big thank you, mate. Let's have a listen now to Jamie Mack.
Hello, Nick. Jamie here calling from currently at the Gippsland Lakes in Australia, in Victoria. Ecstatic again about another win, hard grinding it out. Everyone to the pump. I think Harris is the right man to get us through to the end of the season. Can't be anyone better. He's got him punching, he's got him fighting. He doesn't suffer falls, but I'm still kind of worried beyond then. I'm not sure that Harris is the right man to take the job. If we would have been on the end of a couple of reverse 1-0s where the rubber to green slightly goes against us and we're having these shots, I feel that the crowd may have been quite different and we're a very fickle bunch. Does Neil Harris deserve to get a chance to become the manager after then? If he keeps us up, you can't really argue against that. But if he has a disastrous transfer window like he did last time, which took us years to try and fix, are we going back to square one? 4.5 years, has Harris improved? Maybe, have I seen any evidence? Not really, he can fire up a side. But again, as we know, that only takes you so far. So I'm kind of at a quandary. He is like my Millwall hero, he is an absolute legend. But tough decisions will be needed to make at the end of the season. But I think he will keep with us up. And for that, he needs a statue. Anyway, Nick, thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye.
I'm always very envious of your locations, Jamie. Victoria, Australia, Lakes Country, by the sounds of it. Yeah, Neil Harris, he certainly is a lucky manager. I think there's an expression about being lucky in life. And I think he is certainly, he took the rubber to green, as you put it there on Saturday. Birmingham, if they had a better strike force, might have made hay at the Den. But anyway, there we are. It finished 1-0 to us. And that's all that the record books will record. And as we've said a few times, we're now sitting 16th. Certainly there's a big weight lifting. It's not lifted off our shoulders. It's lifting, dear listeners. We've got 9 games to go. I reckon if we can scratch out a few more results, and we're getting down to maybe halfway through those 9, about, you know, 4 or 5 to go. Safety maybe within grasp then, and be a massive achievement if he can pull that off. Statue, yeah. Maybe we'll have a Neil Harris way as well. Maybe rename Bolina Road Neil Harris Way or something, I don't know. He is Mr. Motivator, though. I'm intrigued and I'm fascinated by the ability of some managers to walk in and lift a group of players that are on the floor. I mean, under Joe Edwards, we were, you know, bereft, weren't we, of spirit and structure, cohesion, you name it, we were bereft of it. And yet in comes Mr. Millwall, the man himself, and suddenly everyone's buzzing. It's fascinating to me. Anyway, big thank you, Jamie. Enjoy the lakes, mate, out there in Oz. Let's go now to Jim Hackett.
Morning, Nick. Jim Hackett here, just ringing up after yesterday's fantastic result. I don't know really where to go with it. The football was pretty poor. Both teams looked a little bit under pressure. We played like a bloody shambles for quite a while, but at the end of the day, that goal at the end was worth so much to the club and obviously the team and the manager and all the fans. I think it was probably just about the right results. I think we did have a little bit more than them during the whole game, but there was a little period straight after half time, maybe 15, 20 minutes, where they did put us under the cosh and really could have done better. But I think now of Sarkic having too much to do. I know he collected a couple of crosses that were low, but I don't think he actually had a lot to do. They could have got some shots on target or chances on target, but they didn't. So I think we were in the same boat first half, where we could have done a little bit more. But overall, a good result. Well, a great result. I thought our back four again, including Sarkic, the back five, played really well. I think Cooper seems to be coming back to what we know he's got. I think he just likes to be part of a back four. And I thought Brian was excellent today. And as harsh as it was on Danny to be dropped, you can see why he's put Brian in there, because it does give us a bit more fluidity on the left-hand side. And Leonard just what Leonard does, he just gets on with it and just plays 100%. And that little run he had towards the end just showed the passion that he's got for the club. So fantastic that. I think Billy and Sav in the middle, at times they looked like they were running on empty for a little period, and possibly they are, because they've put a lot of work in the last few games. And I do feel sorry for Casper the Nor not being able to get back in there, but at the same time, you can't be critical of the two that are doing the job. Up front, I think that's where we've probably got the biggest problem, isn't it? Just putting the ball in the net. Every time we sort of had a glimpse of a chance in the first half, it's like they needed the extra touch or they needed the extra movement of the ball to try and do something. I think Obafemi could do slightly better. He could have got a couple of shots off earlier on, but he just wanted to have that final little touch. Maybe it's a confidence thing, I don't know. But I think I said to somebody at half-time that we were just one pass away, one excellent pass away from opening them up, and it didn't quite happen that way. But thank God we got the win at the end. I think everybody will have left her den happy. And just watching on from afar, it was a fantastic result. A really fantastic finish from Tanganga, who's coming on leaps and bounds. It's probably just a shame he's not ours at the moment, isn't it? But you never know where it's going to go in the future. But a fantastic result, a fantastic week for everybody. And long live Bomber, and come on, you Lions.
Big thank you, Jim. Yeah, Sarkic. Sarkic and the defence. I mean, obviously, things have tightened up a lot since we switched to a four-man defence. Everyone seems happier. I think Sarkic, although he was, when he came to us, there was I read something. It might have been in the London News Online website that he's, you know, happy to pass the ball and is part of the modern style of goalkeeping and you know, knock it around at the back, all this kind of stuff. But he looks like he's happier still to launch it forwards and not fanny around with it in defence. I am happier still, listeners. I bet you are too, wherever you're listening to this show, because I don't like, unless it's played very, very well, and having watched Liverpool play Manchester City yesterday with arguably, you know, some amongst the best players in the world, you know, no one looks very comfortable doing it. You've got to be really, really top draw to do it and do it well. Everybody else, which includes all the way down to us in the Championship, and I dare say League One's having a go at it, everyone else looks like they're clinging on for grim death, and I don't get it. I don't get the attraction of it. Personally, for me, a goalkeeper that launches it forwards, and we'll have a go at the 50-50 header on the halfway line. You win some, you lose some there, but at least you're not putting yourself under pressure, which is what was happening so much. It fascinates me when the team at Birmingham did it and put themselves under pressure. And we could have done better, as Jim has just said there. Kasper De Noor, yeah, obviously squeezed out at the moment with Billy and Saville being, you know, such rocks for Neil Harris. And the results are doing the talking, listeners, aren't they? So as long as we're winning games, no matter how much by the seat of our pants skidding along, probably Kasper's not going to get into the side. It's going to be a fascinating summertime, presuming that we do, you know, survive in the Championship, which I will keep saying the caveat in case the bad luck omen standing at my left shoulder not taps me and says, you're not up yet, staying up yet, Nick. But presuming we do go on, there's going to be quite a few decisions as to what kind of midfield we want next year. And, you know, we are overloaded with midfielders at the moment. And there's a forgotten man called Alan Campbell still on the pay bill. I saw him doing a school visit somewhere. He looked quite happy doing it. Maybe he could do that for a living. I don't know. But he's a midfielder. And, you know, we need a good sorting out, don't we, listeners? I don't think I'm saying anything revelatory there during the course of the summertime. But anyway, big thank you, Jim Hackett. Let's move along now. Let's have a listen to... we've got three Jims here. We've got Jim Littler. I don't know, I might go to Jim Lucas after that. So Jim Littler, then Jim Lucas.
Morning, Nick. Jim Littler. Just a few thoughts on yesterday. The throat's absolutely gone, to be honest, mate. Love 90th-minute winners. You really can't beat them. But just want to phone in and really probably start eating a bit of me humble pie, really, Nick, because, you know, I love Neil Harris. We all love Neil Harris. But I generally felt when they got rid of Edwards that bringing Harris back, I'm not sure was going to be the right decision, but, you know, he's making me eat my words, isn't he? To be honest, we know he's Millwall through and through, and 10 points from 4 games. Without those points, we really would be adrift at the bottom. So, you know, fair play to Neil and fair play to the players for turning in and putting in the shifts for him, getting us out of this mess, hopefully, and see where we are in the summer. But also want to give actually a shout out to a player that a lot of people slag off, me included. Again, we know he's Millwall, and that player's Billy Mitchell. I thought actually he was absolutely superb yesterday. Him and Saville cover so much ground, but Billy yesterday, if you watched it, you'd see that he actually played so many decent balls as well yesterday, which it's not really his game is that passing element. There was a couple of times though when he got the ball, he was in a tight spot, but he just managed to turn and just get a decent pass out. And as I say, that's a part of his game which has definitely improved. Whether Joe Edwards had a little bit to do with that, trying to get him to play a bit of football. I think there's a better player in Billy than we probably all give him credit for. We think he's just a bit of a workhorse, but I think he could be a really good footballer with the right coaching. And hopefully he's got that confidence back now. And as I say, it is difficult seeing Casper Danil left out, but you can't change that midfield at the minute. Honeyman, Saville and Mitchell, they're just doing the donkey work. And yeah, it's not pretty, but listen, 3 wins and a draw out of 4 games. We go to Leeds next week. Yeah, we always do fairly well up there, so let's hope we can nick something. And then we're back down to Den again, and we just got to keep it going. So yeah, very pleased yesterday. So throat's absolutely gone, but what a day. Cheers, Nick. All the line.
Morning, Nick. Hope you're well. Just sending a few thoughts on yesterday's game against Birmingham. The first one of these I've sent through, looking back at the messages there for a few weeks, actually, since I think what would have been the Middlesbrough game, the famous 20-minute spell or whatever it was of the Middlesbrough game where we thought we were seeing the new Millwall and the Millwall that we all wanted to see or whatever it might be. But yeah, reflecting on that as I think about yesterday's game and think about the last 2 weeks under Harris, really, I think kind of kicking myself a bit for daring to think that there was a different type of Millwall that I could take enjoyment from or take the sort of enjoyment that I've had being in the stand at Southampton and then being there yesterday. Kind of think we all got ahead of ourselves slightly, or I don't know, I'm trying to make sense of how I feel about it all, really. But you know, who did we think we were almost? Who did we think we were to try and find a different sort of enjoyment or a different sort of progress or whatever it might be out of football compared to what we've had over the last 2 weeks, which frankly has been more enjoyable, more emotional, whatever you want to call it, than anything probably since the cup games under Harris, and maybe a few little spots under Rowett, really. But in terms of celebrations, you know, the post-match stuff after the game yesterday, but also the scenes down at Southampton, the things that we haven't really seen probably since those FA Cup games, as I say. So yeah, I'm kind of questioning, really. You know, I was disappointed when Harris came in a little bit, because it felt like a backward step and it felt like an admission that we could never be the thing we were trying to be over the last 6 or 7 months. But actually, do we want to be that thing at all? Is this not better? Do we not enjoy this more? Is this not more unique to us? Okay, maybe it'll never get us to the Premier League, and maybe it'll never make the money that the expansive football and the, you know, exciting young talent that maybe Joe Edwards was going to be able to bring in might have done for us. But actually, is this not us, to be honest? And it's paying off, isn't it, really, taking that approach? So yeah, I'm kind of reflecting on the last 6 or 7 months, really, and thinking actually maybe we are better off just being what we are. A bit of a philosophical ramble, but kind of slightly embarrassed that I dared to think that maybe we should be something different, really, because actually what you saw yesterday, the spirit, the fight, determination, the way they stuck in there, even though the game was starting to get away from us in the second half, similar to Watford in places, similar to Southampton in places, I guess, you know, that stuff that's not been there really for the last year or so. So no, very, very enjoyable, I thought, yesterday. I thought we were really good in the first half, actually. Clearly lacking something up front. Duncan Watmore, I like him. I like how much he tries, but he's definitely lacking something. And I thought when Ryan Longman came on, actually, it seemed to breathe a bit more life into us in that position. But I thought we were good. I thought Billy Mitchell, actually, was one player that I looked at and thought he's clearly stepped up a level since Harris has come in, whether it's the whole homegrown thing, boyhood hero, whatever you want to call it, but it definitely has seemed to bring something out of Billy Mitchell that we weren't seeing earlier in the season. I thought he was really good yesterday. Leonard, excellent. Yeah, again, I was worried when he went down in front of us. I thought maybe we'd had our 3 or 4 games out of him, we were going to lose him again, but got back up and played brilliantly. So, you know, that right back position is his now, isn't it, really? Tanganga, excellent, gets better and better every game. Feel like he's the latest on that cycle of centre halves who we're not going to be able to keep hold of in the summer, you know, following on from Ballard and Cresswell. But God, if they can keep him on the trajectory that he's been on over the last couple of weeks, then if they do manage to get him permanently or even for another year in the summer, whatever it is. I don't know what his contract situation is. That'd be a hell of a signing. And I thought Obafemi was good, actually. He works hard. He's a physical, small forward, which is pretty rare. And I think defenders struggle to deal with that, actually. I think there's definitely a couple more goals with him this season if we can keep him fit. And you know, he did the best part of a 90-minute match, didn't he, yesterday. So good for him. But no, look, really, really enjoyable. Always good to have a pantomime villain as well in Alex Pritchard. Yet another trip to Millwall that he leaves empty-handed despite running around and cupping his ears and all sorts of things, really. It's always nice to have that. So it was a perfect den afternoon, really, wasn't it? Classic Millwall chaos, whatever you want to call it. But it's more enjoyable, frankly, than anything. Even those 20 minutes against Middlesbrough, however enjoyable we thought they were, ultimately, I think we look back on it and go, actually, that's not enjoyable, is it? That's just a different type of football that maybe we hadn't seen for a while. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I certainly enjoyed yesterday more than anything I did. Maybe for the last couple of years, to be honest, barring Southampton a couple of weeks ago. So, yeah, bit of a weird and strange ramble, really. But, you know, I'm kind of looking back at how I felt about this team and what I thought Joe Edwards' appointment needed to be and what it was going to do to us, and actually kick myself a little bit, because Millwall chaos is what makes this club unique. It's what I think we enjoy as a fan base. It may not take us to the promised land, but if it gets us afternoons like that and afternoons like Southampton and Watford last week, then I'll take it, really. Good afternoon. Hopefully there's more to come. 10 points from 12 or whatever it is. I'm not sure how quickly it took Joe Edwards to get to that point. But for Harris to do it in the space of 15 days is pretty good, to be honest. And I'm pretty sure none of us would have seen that coming when he came in. So, no, really good. And I think it gives us a bit of a free hit, to be honest, at Leeds next week. I hate the free hit phrase. I know that there's been that thrown around a couple of times, or certainly when we went to Leicester or whatever it was and stuff like that. There is no such thing. We need to get something from every game. But getting 10 points from 12 and, you know, not losing a game so far does buy us a bit of wiggle room, I guess, to go to Leeds and maybe just see how it all plays out. So, you know, I wouldn't put it past us to take something up there next week, to be honest. So, yeah, very good. Very enjoyable. And, roll on the rest of the season. I'm confident that we'll carry on scrapping and picking up points like this now. And then let's see where we are in the summer. I don't subscribe to this whole bring Harris in and move him on in the summer and go back to a new style or whatever it might be. I'm just not buying that now at this point. I think it's a case of we are what we are. Let's be really good at it. And I think Harris is a good manager for that. Anyway, long one. Nick, over and out. Cheers, mate. Bye.
Big thank you, Jim Lucas. And before him, big thank you, Jim Littler. Both variations on a theme, really, about this whole question of what are we? And I think Jim there has touched on it. Strange and weird ramble. This is the podcast, Jim, for strange and weird rambles, mate. Don't anyone out there listening that wants to come on here with a strange and weird ramble, this is your home. Welcome. What are we? It's an interesting question. I think, in a way, Jim Littler, before Jim Lucas, touched on that because he was eating humble pie over the return of Neil Harris. And as Jim Lucas has just said, following on in a way from that, how enjoyable has it been? And the reason it's enjoyable, in my opinion, is that what we saw yesterday and the away game at Southampton, what was the other win we had at home where we scratched out? It's gone from my head as I'm talking. But anyway, those kinds of wins are effectively the big moments of my Millwall life writ large, only with different players at certain points in the past, different grounds, different situations. But one way and the other, the most enjoyable moments of my Millwall life have been backs to the wall, against the odds, underdog style football, played against other clubs with vastly more resources and talent and you know, bigger names and all of that. Is that what we are? It probably is. It probably is. There's no reason, in my opinion, Jim Lucas. They're both Jim L's. I can't even call you Jim. Different initials, Jim Lucas. It probably is who we are, and I don't have a problem with it. I, you know, like us all, I think everyone listening to this show leaving the Den Saturday, you felt exhilarated. It was a late winner, so they're always good, aren't they? But the fact that we showed so much fight and intent and willingness to scrap for every inch of every blade of grass and so on, that's what going to Millwall is all about. Now I'll put my hand up a little bit, like Jim Lucas there and others and Jim Littler. I was a bit half and half about the return of Harris, if I'm honest, because I still yearn in a way for some of the fine football that we saw, however briefly, and it was a reducing amount. I think it was 30 minutes, Jim, versus Borough, and then it became 20 minutes against Coventry. And I think I made the joke it was down to about 10 minutes in versus Ipswich. I think we didn't start too badly versus Ipswich, but then went off the boil very rapidly. That's not sustainable. That's not enjoyable because we were getting beat and getting beaten badly in the end. So we're not getting beaten badly. I think there's something in a Millwall team playing to our strengths, which is all in the end going to be fully committed. The tackling yesterday was uplifting. I mean, like everyone else, I loved seeing some of the tackles flying in. Fair play to the referee. He let a lot go on Saturday. He let a lot go. But those kinds of fully committed tackles, there's a direct line from what we saw there on Saturday, way back through the past. Alex Ray, Terry Hurlock, Kitch in his time, fully committed. Harry Cripps, fully committed men that will fly into tackles and get the crowd on their feet, because that's exactly how they would play if they were fit enough and good enough to take the field for the Lions. And in a sense, that's kind of what we've seen since the return of Neil Harris. So philosophically, it probably is who we are. And I don't have a problem with that because it's identity. I don't think that necessarily excludes the idea that we can aim for high levels of skill and speed and movement. In fact, when we have touched those heights in the past on odd occasions, a Millwall crowd will respond to that. You can't skimp on the commitment side. And I think that's probably where, for whatever reason, Joe Ball went wrong, because it wasn't able to tap into the Millwall commitment. Gary Rowett wasn't able to tap into the Millwall commitment, really, because he called it Millwall chaos. And, that was not meant as a compliment, I don't think. That was meant as in a disparaging way, because he lacked discipline as he saw it. But in the end, that's Millwall chaos is why we've been going back for however many years, however long you've been going, dear listener. And we're not in a dick waving contest here, as we've been going the longest. However long you've been going, basically you've been going back for the Millwall chaos side of it. I don't think that necessarily excludes the finer end of the game, in my opinion. But we've got to mix it in with the essential Millwall chaos, because as we've seen in the last four unbeaten games, that's what's got us through to this situation. So some great posts there from Jim Littler and from Jim Lucas. Now, I'm going to call this the end of part two of this weekend's shows, dear listeners. So I'm going to come back in a separate edition with more voicemail in a part three. You lucky, lucky people. Till the next edition, big thank you to everyone that's contributed to part two. Do keep your eyes open for part three. It's going to be following on very, very shortly. Till then, bye for now.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.